The Deer Creek fire started on Wednesday, July 11th, when sparks from a Heber Valley train caused flames to race up the hillside near the Deer Creek Dam and burn 381 acres. A heavy rainstorm stopped the progress of the flames just a few hours later. Fire officials worked to put the flames out a few days later on the 16th. KPCW spoke with Mark Nilsson, the executive director with Heber Valley Railroad. Nilsson said the flames were a result of a perfect storm of bad conditions.
Our diesel locomotives are fitted with equipment that is designed to arrest sparks and make this unlikely to happen. This event in question is likely one of those where, like other accidents, it's like a perfect storm of events that all line up to make it possible for something like this fire to happen. It appears that's what happened in our case.
The Heber Valley Railroad once had a truck follow with a water tank and hose to spray out any potential flames. Nilsson explained why they don't use them as often.
In the past, before my time, and I've been here 6.5 years, the steam locomotive would often have a high rail truck with a small water tank and hose follow the steam locomotive, because coal-burning steam locomotives would often expel little hot ashes and things, which would sometimes in the hot summer months start little fires along the track. We haven't run steam locomotives here since 2010, and so haven't done that with our diesel equipment.
Nilsson said that even if the diesel train had a water tank following behind, it would have been unable to stop the flames. He says the incredibly dry conditions were one part of the accident.
The wind was blowing at 30 to 40 miles an hour in gusts right there. When this little fire started, within 5 minutes, it was way, way, way up the hill. You know, it was burning grass, but it was moving. You know, the little truck, if it would have been following this event, would not have been able to stop that fire or anything even close to it. I mean, this fire literally exploded and just shot up this hillside.
Nilsson says Heber Valley Railroad is monitored by federal agencies.
We're monitored by the FRA, the Federal Railroad Authority, just like every railroad is, and have all of the same inspections and safety requirements and other kinds of things, and we're compliant with those and always will be.
That's Mark Nilsson, Executive Director of Heber Valley Railroad. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.